Brian, you took your Donegal League team down to Clare last night, and taking on the Clare League, beaten 3-1. Was that a fair reflection of the 90-plus minutes that Donegal League played?
Yeah, to be fair, at least two, if not three, one of them was a penalty, but we conceded some very soft goals in regards to we won 1-0 down after 4 minutes, to be fair, and equalised, and after 15, Damien Cross equalised, and then we went 2-1 down in 40 minutes. Two individual mistakes, and half-time got them on regroup back out. But a lot of good positions in the game, but with no cutting edge at the end of it. So, but to be fair to Clare, they came at us and had a goal and big physical unit, and they dropped off deep when they were 2-1 up, and then Joel gives away a penalty. And to be fair to them, 3-1 down at 20 minutes to go, and it was kind of, they dropped off deeper again, and it was very really hard to break down in regards, they managed the game when they were that score. But to be fair, I was happy enough for the boys. We just mistakes cost us, to be fair.
Yeah, I suppose goals won matches, and if you concede, it leaves it an uphill struggle thereafter.
Oh, definitely. As I say, goals, exactly. And, no complaint in regards to the players, how they played the second half, the game ring. We just couldn't get that lucky break. I thought we had a shout for a handball for a penalty, but wasn't given. Had a couple of chances, a couple of great balls, but we just couldn't get on the edge of it. And to be fair to Clare, they managed the game better in the second half, and then when they went 3-1 up, they kind of closed up shop, and we found it very hard to break them down, and a big fuzzy and some great experience from ex-League Ireland players. So it showed maybe the lack of experience we had at this stage, so it was a learning process for us, and it's a bit odd at the moment, but we'll hopefully regroup and let it settle for a while, and then we'll talk about it again. But I wish Clare all the best in the final, and that's the way it is.
Clare were in the semi-final last year, the Irish own league defeated them. They've been there or thereabouts, knocking on the door, and you mentioned about the Donegal League being relatively new at that level, so that is a factor as well.
Oh, definitely. I was chatting to Clare manager, and he said that the first semi-final they've had at home in 3 years, they've always been away in the other three semi-finals, and he says that the three times they've beaten the semi-final, the team that beat them eventually went on to win it. So he says, but he was like trying to get a monkey off their back, and he says, but listen, as I say, they had a good vast experience, and Barry Ryan, the ex-League Ireland goalkeeper, and Paddy Purcell, who's played for me for a lot of years, and young Hayes in the middle of the field, and they were very, very good, to be fair, in regards to their setup was very hard to break down. They're a big rigid side. That'll be fine. We just didn't get the break of the ball, and at the end of the day, that was down to them managing the game better than us. And as I say, the experience will tell. Will give our lads a good boost for a game. Hopefully, if we can get this far.
Yeah, and the other semi-final involves the Donegal League, the Inish own league. So overall, from a Donegal junior football point of view, great to get two leagues into the semi-final stages.
Yeah, well, as I said, last year, even when I took the job on, Inish Own set the mantle for us. They've been in two finals, and they've been in the latter stages of the competition for the last 4 years at this stage. And as I said, Dermot them set the mantle up, and that's what we're trying to emulate. And it's great for the league. It was delighted for the league and for the players and their clubs to get this far. But as I say, maybe it was just a step too far for us this year. We were lucky in the semi or the quarter final. We won in penalties, maybe. Our luck didn't take us to excellent. As I say, really got it for the players. They give everything. You can't give out of them. And just on the end of the day, it wasn't fun today.
Will Brian Dorion continue and try and get the Donegal League to win the Oscar Trainer Trophy competition?
At the moment, I just want to see you football for another week. But anyway, listen, I sat down again. So see what they want to do in regards to that. I'll speak to the boys in the background, and we had a chat. We put a plan in place last year. We didn't get out. We got out this year, so I can't see it not, unless the league want to make a change and take somebody else in. But at the end of the day, that'll be their choice. But I'd be happy enough to continue with the group of players and the staff if the league wants so. That's where we'll leave that one,
Well, that sounds good. I'm sure the Donegal League will be delighted to hear that.
Well, after today, I'm not sure. But listen, sir, that's the way football goes, and that's the way life goes. You just get up and get on, you brush yourself down, and you get at it again, and that's the way it has to be,
Well, Brian, we appreciate you joining us this afternoon.